Good morning. Welcome from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and also horticulturist, 25-year master gardener. Just came back from the 38th Florida Master Gardener Conference from the University of Florida. It was fantastic. And we had a great time, learned a lot of new stuff. And I got to do a mushroom log for the first time.
What?
Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. What is a mushroom log?
A mushroom log is an oak log, something that we've cut off, and we've got a lot of those around the state of Florida right now. And they had drilled already, because this was a class and it was a short time, but they drilled holes into the log with a drill about an inch and a half deep. And we put in fungi inoculated plugs. And they just went right in. I took a hammer and bam. And I put all of the shiitake mushroom inoculated plugs in. And guess what? In about 9 months to a year, I'm going to have mushrooms.
9 months.
I'm going to be real patient.
You are a mom, so you can be very patient.
You know,
exactly. You've done the 9 month span before, so okay.
But we had a lot of fun, and it was a beautiful week for a conference or just being outside here in Florida. It was just amazing. The temperatures hit records. On Wednesday morning in Orlando, we had 44 degrees, and it was beautiful. And the record low in 1977 was 47. So it's been a while since we've had temperatures that low. Jim in Newberry had 32 degrees on Wednesday, and Bob had 31. And they even said on Fox 35 that Trenton, Florida, was in the third low, 30 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so they're still in the 30s this morning. So I just love it because the sun shines the whole time, and we can, it warms up to, 60, 70 degrees. We're great. So the weather in Taunton, Massachusetts was in the 50s and 60s. So they were warmer than us.
Oh,
their lows,
cow.
50s and 60s. So it was pretty cool. So we love it. I want to say hi to all the members of the Sola Vida Green Thumb Garden Club. I gave a talk to their club in Poinciana, Polk County, on Thursday, and it was about a program on herbs, and I'm going to be talking about herbs today. And I want to say hi to Aretha and Carol and Deborah, and a big thank you to Richard. He did all the technical work for me to be able to talk and gave me all the equipment. So I was just, it was a wonderful time, and I was very impressed. They have a beautiful community garden with veggies and getting some flowers, and it was very organized and beautiful and clean. I loved it, and I had just a great week. We won't talk about my phone cracking and not having phone service. that was not a good part of the week.
No,
but so it's a wonderful week. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad you're here with me. I have my cup of tea. What are you drinking? I bet you there's a lot of people drinking hot cocoa this morning and, sitting, by their heater or fireplace, even this early in the morning and just listening. So we're glad you're with us. With the beautiful fall weather, this is the time to plant herbs, and I will be talking about that in my second hour, of the show. But I just need to ask you, Lizzie, do you know how many varieties of mints there are in the world?
Okay. I don't know, but I did see something new when I went to one of the stores and walked across some herbs. And do you want to talk about this segment, or you want to pass this on to the next segment?
We're going to pass it on to the next segment.
Okay.
But I would love to hear it because I was
in shock.
Oh, really?
I was shocked when I found this.
Oh,
when I
okay.
found this, I was in shock of this mint.
It was a mint. Okay, so because it wasn't weed. I was going to say you found some weed.
Well, obviously you can go to the Kangaroos, they're saying here shortly, to buy it or whatever. Anyway.
That's wonderful. And so we had Gary Bachman in the studio last week. Very fun. He's here going on vacation, and he'll be heading back up to Mississippi. But we had a lot of questions after the show and in emails afterwards. So I'm going to be answering those today. And so we just want to say we just welcome him. He's welcome anytime.
He can come here anytime because he is a wealth of knowledge and he's entertaining and he's funny. So he's Gary, come back.
He's just a wonderful guy. We still have flooding out there. Lots of people emailing their plants in and they're saying their plants are looking so sick. What's going to go on? And so I'll be answering those. But if you have a question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680 and letting us know what you're doing out there. So I got Lisa in Port Orange. We'll be answering that. You can call Lizzie, like I said, at 1-888-455-2967 to get on board. Let me know you're listening. Perfect call and a perfect text has your name and your city location. That will help me give you the best advice. And so I can help you the best way I can. If you are listening and you want to, you don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you can go to any one of our podcasts. They all get posted. iHeart, also iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and betterlawnsandgardens.com, our website, or my webpage, which is she-consulting.com, or just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and gardening, and I pop up everywhere. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, and a time to remind everyone that pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility. Pedestrians, walk on sidewalks, or if a sidewalk isn't available, walk facing traffic. Watch for cars exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots, and remain visible at all times. Motorists, failing to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks could result in a citation and points on your driver's license. Remember, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
You don't hear much about grace these days. Quite the opposite, in fact. We live in a cancel culture that is quick to cancel people out when they make a mistake. Our world needs the message of grace now more than ever before. So what is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. It's receiving something we don't deserve. And that's what God gives to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Every single one of us deserves God's judgment, for we all sin. The good news, though, God doesn't cancel us out. Instead, the Bible says He canceled out our sins by nailing them to the cross. That's what makes grace so amazing. And how do we receive this amazing grace? First, admit we don't deserve His love. Then we pray for His forgiveness. Then ask Jesus to take control of our heart and lives. Grace is His gift to us. It really is amazing. This is Bryant Wright, experiencing His grace every day, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. So glad you're here with Lizzie and I. You can text us at 23680, or you can call us at 1-888-455-2967. Let us know you're out there. And we have Beverly from Tallahassee. Beverly, I was going to get to your temperatures, but tell us, how cold did it get in Tallahassee?
Well, it got pretty cold. I mean... The local weather lady said we broke some low temperatures, 31 for two or three nights, and then our highs of 68 for two or three days. But today we're supposed to get all the way up to 79, which will be about the time the sun goes down, so it'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. And so do you have any vegetables, or did you have any damage or frost on your lawn?
No, you know, it's been so dry.
It has since the hurricane went through.
Yeah, not for y'all. 4 feet of water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
If you have, you know, it lawns to water afterwards, yeah. No.
Yeah, so we didn't even have a wind gust up here. First time ever the electricity didn't go out. But I got my garlic planted, you know, that's my one gotta do thing, which is pretty low maintenance, and got the overgrowth cleared around my lemon tree, which is putting out lemons for a change. But I was driving into town yesterday and I noticed a couple things. The early camellias are blooming.
Yes.
And some crazy crepe myrtles are blooming. I don't know where they think they live, but and then the muley grass, you know, the muley grass.
Which gets pink with flowers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the city and county have planted them along the roadsides and the greenways in these huge swaths.
Yes.
So as you're driving by, you just get this beautiful color, and it's low down where you can see it. You know, it's just one of my favorite plants.
It is, and it's a native to Florida, so it's something that if you want color, you know, all year round, and especially in November, October, November, you know,
right,
planting muley grass is a great choice.
Right, and my local roses, of course, they bloom all year round, too. I don't know if indigenous is the right word, but they grow here naturally, but they put out pretty little pink blush roses, so that's about all I got besides the weather.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. We were just saying we hadn't heard from you in a couple of months, so
I know.
We're glad for checking in.
I with all your all weather and stuff, I thought, leave those people alone. They got stuff to do. Oh, and I'll leave you with this. You were talking about mint and weeds. A weed is something you don't want in your yard.
It is. Exactly.
That's all, you know. If you like it, then it's a plant. So
yeah.
Anyway, we all have a.
No, well, I'm so glad you called in, Beverly. Thank you so much.
Always nice talking to you.
All right, hon.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I'm so glad that she called in.
You know, it's been a little while since we've heard from her, so I was excited whenever I saw, because I know the area codes of our frequent listeners who like to call. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, boom. I'm like, I bet that's Bev from Valley. So,
well, you know, weeds, you know, I have spider warts in my yard, which is a native, and I keep them. But, you know, some people consider them weeds, but I don't. So,
okay.
You know, a weed is something you just don't want in your yard or
that's a good point.
In your garden. It can be anything.
Good point.
And so Lisa in Port Orange has a really great question. She said, good morning. Good morning, Lisa. Is it too early to plant pansies and snapdragons? And the answer is maybe. You know, usually we plant pansies and snapdragons in November, but it's cool now and they'll be nicely. I don't know if you'll find them in the stores or the nursery centers. And so if you do, you can find them. But we have a chance of going back up again into the 90s, 80s, and 90s, and they don't thrive in that weather. Now, if you want to plant seeds of pansies and snapdragons, this is a good time to do it. And so, but if you see them and you like them, go ahead and grab them, especially if you've got a fall, planter or container that you want to do. And just remember, they're going to need deadheaded if it gets warm. And then they'll start to rebloom again when, you know, the temperature gets cooler.
So probably around Thanksgiving? No,
yeah, you know, mid-November.
Okay.
It just depends. We are, this cold weather, please, this is so abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get it this early in the year. Because usually we start to buy pansies and snapdragons and stock and all of the beautiful hollyhocks and things like all the northern spring flowers that we can grow here in the wintertime. We usually start planting them, you know, at the end of November, and that'll get them through. If you plant them too early, then they just don't last all the way through.
But what about what you said? If they're starting with seeds,
now? Yeah, go ahead and start with seeds, and then they'll be ready in 3 to 4 weeks, a month. You know, to put out into the yard and transplant. So, yeah, it's a really good time. And especially with ryegrass, too. You know, some of you would like to put ryegrass seed down, and usually we wait till mid-November, end of November to put the seeds down. But if you're in North Florida right now, you can do it. If, you know, you would like to mow all winter long, you can go ahead and plant rye seed. But, Lisa, great question. Pansies and snapdragons. I love them. And we can do that easily. Edwin says he's in DeBary, Florida. Perfect text, Edwin. Great. Starting off with two perfect text messages. What kind of fruit tree can I plant this time of the year? And basically, it's all of them. You can plant all fruit trees now. You know, your citrus trees, your apple trees, your, peach trees. You can plant any of the fruit trees right now. And I would say it's, you know, even your tropical ones you can plant now because we've got about 2 months to get them established. And so if you are in an area that does freeze, get them in now. If you're planting tropical plants, I wouldn't say after November you don't want to plant a tropical plant because it's going to get a freeze and they'll get knocked out. They won't be established first. So go ahead and, depending on what kind of fruit tree it is, you can plant them now. Okay, let's go to Bob in Lakeland. Bob is Eileen's husband. Polk City.
Polk City, I did that wrong, sorry.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Polk City. Good morning, Bob. How can I help you?
I would like to know, what can I plant in our garden to attract dragonflies?
Oh, great question. Okay, so, you know, I know you don't have an irrigation system and you're not on a lakefront area. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So dragonflies you will see around shorelines and lakefronts, and then also at night when the insects are out. So having pollinator plants, anything, you know, from the native plants, tall plants like Sagittarius on the shoreline, any kinds of cannas they like. And so they're coming after the insects. They're not coming after the plants themselves. So any plants that you have that are tall and attract other pollinators, or if you have mosquito issues, you're going to see dragonflies.
Yeah, because we get standing water in the drain ditch, and with all the rain we've had, the water takes a little while to
percolate.
Soak in or evaporate. And I saw a bunch of dragonflies. I know they go after mosquitoes, and that is a problem out here.
Yes. And it's the plants that will be, you know, attracting the pollinators. But dragonflies go after moths. They go after mosquitoes. They go after, you know, midges, all those kinds. So if you have standing water and everything, you know, what I would recommend most is not to spray chemicals on a regular basis. I know we do need to spray for the mosquitoes. That's just important. The cities do it. And they do it at a time that it doesn't affect pollinators. So they've got that down to a science. There are people who, you know, spray chemicals, pesticides on a regular basis outside just to, they think, to prevent insects. I would not do that. So
what about the mosquito dunks?
Mosquito dunks are perfect for getting rid of the larvae. So if you have standing water in your gutters and pots, in bird baths, it's safe to use. It's organic, and it doesn't, it's safe to use around children, around pets and animals. And so it doesn't hurt pollinators. It's a great choice. Put mosquito dunks in those puddles, and that will be a good way to keep him from getting mosquitoes. So that's a good choice, Bob.
She does the mosquito dunks. She also got a product called Mosquito Bits.
That's the same company, Summit Responsible Solutions. Yeah. So, yes, mosquito bits are great.
She put that in the bird bath.
Excellent.
We have all kinds of birds out where we are. We have our resident yearly bluebirds, the cardinals, and the little birds, as I call them, and we got like 5 feeders on the property.
Wow!
And we just enjoy our porch and watching the birds, and you know, and then the sandhill cranes. They would come by and they would feed off of the seeds on the ground. But the mosquitoes are getting pretty nasty at night.
Okay, well, using the mosquito bits and dunks is going to help prevent having most of them. And then, you know, your cities and counties are taking care of the issue on the main streets. They have the schedules going out. So you'll start to see them coming out, and that'll be good. But I so think that's wonderful to sit out and just watch the birds.
Well, he forgot the most important bird that he has visit him in Eileen's yard all the time, and that would be yard bird.
You've got chickens next door.
The roosters.
We don't hear them yet. They're not out this morning. I guess they don't like the cold weather.
No, I'm in town. She's at home.
Oh, there you go. So that's it. Okay. And so
she's home listening to their serenade.
I love it. Call it now. Okay.
Rooster serenade. There's lyrics there somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll figure them out. I'll get McGraw to sing it.
There you go. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bob. Tell Eileen we said hi.
Oh, I will.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I love dragonflies. When you see dragonflies and damselflies, they're coming after the insects that, you know, fly up above, and they're great. So if you have a gardening question, give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. If you would like to text us, you can text us at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. a Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a question in your garden, doesn't matter if you think it's not important. There's someone else out there that has that same question, and you can be helping them. And so you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text us at 23680. Let's go to Cindy in Tallahassee. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good here. How can we help you?
Yes, I had a fig tree that was cut down about 5 years ago. However, every year it grows back as a bush, and I was wondering if it will ever get figs on it.
Okay. Do you keep cutting it every year?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because the leaves fall off. I guess I shouldn't, but the leaves fall off and it just looks like a bunch of sticks, and I thought it looked ugly, and I know nothing about planting.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did because I thought it didn't look pretty. But should I not cut it? Would it still get figs even though it's a bush now?
Yes, it's still going to get figs even though it's a bush. But fig trees are deciduous, which means they lose their leaves every winter. Okay, especially in Tallahassee. So it's going to lose its leaves every year. And so it's going to look like sticks every winter.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But you haven't gotten figs. And so do you fertilize it, Cindy?
No.
Okay, that's going to help it. Okay, so don't fertilize it now because it's going to lose, has it started to lose its leaves?
Yes, it lost its leaves, but unfortunately I did cut the sticks down and I got yelled at by a gardener for doing that. So I said, let me check with you and,
yes.
You know, I won't do it anymore, but I will tell him. But you don't fertilize now, right?
Because no, I wouldn't fertilize it in Tallahassee right now. I'd wait until mid-February and fertilize it then. But you want to fertilize it on a regular basis. So like every three months, okay? So starting in February, late February, first part of March, you can go ahead and fertilize it. And you want to use a fertilizer that is going to, just be a little bit stronger, like a 10-10-10. And follow the instructions as to how much, okay? Read the label, and it'll tell you how much to put down. All right.
Okay.
And and then do that every 3 to 4 months or however long the label tells you to do. All right. And that's you're going to get figs. So you'll get the flowers in the springtime. And so do you cut it during the middle time of the year or you just cut it down in the winter time?
Yeah, I tend to cut it down as soon as the leaves fall and it gets just the plain sticks.
Well, that's not stopping the figs from your shrub get fruit. It's going to be the fertilizer issue. Okay, you can keep your fig as a shrub. That's not a problem. It doesn't need to be a tree. Yeah, you can keep it as a shrub.
Okay,
but it's the fertilizer that it needs. It needs to have a little bit more oomph to get excited and to have the energy to have produce fruit.
And don't cut it all the way. Just leave the sticks, right?
Every time you want to cut your fig tree, Cindy, I want you to call me, okay? Call the show and say, Teresa, I feel like I need to cut. And we'll just walk you back, okay? We'll just keep you from doing it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a question, we will walk you back from the edge. And you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967.
We'll do everything but slap the scissors out of your hand.
And if we could figure out how to do that, we would do that, right? So Linda from Brantford, she is in Florida Zone 8B. She recently purchased a ruby red grapefruit to grow in a large container, bringing it inside in the wintertime. And so how much sunshine will it need to do well in our temperatures Wednesday and Thursday? We're 29 and 26.
Wow.
I figure with grapefruit being $1 each, it's well worth trying this. Thank you. Okay, so Linda in Bradford, I don't necessarily think you need to bring it indoors. I just think it sounds like it's in a container, a large container. So I'm going to say it's not going to be more than 4 to 5 feet tall right now. You can cover it with a frost blanket and even a large refrigerator box. And you could keep it outside. You know, citrus can handle a little bit of colder temperatures. In fact, it kind of even makes them a little bit sweeter when we get that those cool temperatures.
Right.
And so, you know, you don't need to worry as much about grapefruit. Now, it's how long it stays cold. So this cold snap that we had is not going to hurt anything. Jim had a little bit of frost on his zucchini in Newberry, but they'll recover and they'll be fine for the wintertime. But, you know, it's I would just say, sunlight, you're going to need to have a lot of sunlight. So, you know, put it in full sun or on a patio in a pool screen area where you can pull it back to the edge closer to the house. That's what I would recommend.
So would you recommend that maybe if their local forecast calls for freeze, then you should be really concerned versus just low temperatures?
Well, a freeze, 32 degrees or lower, it just depends on how long it lasts. Where we damaged our citrus groves and where we lost all of our groves in the state of Florida was back-to-back freezes that were longer than 3 to 5 days. It stayed freezing for a long period of time.
Good point.
Okay, so if it's only going to get down like it did this week, got into the 30s for maybe 3 to 4 hours, that's not going to be so bad, and your citrus trees are going to survive and, you know, even kind of thrive a little bit.
Okay.
But it's when it lasts for longer than 24 hours, it stays at freezing temperatures for longer than that. And we do get those occasionally every 10 years or so.
Good info.
And so, Linda, I think you did a good thing. It's great. And I hope you enjoy the grapefruit. Ruby red is all good. I have to tell my mom's ruby red grapefruit story. When she was first married, when she came to the States, she was from Scotland. And they get all their citrus in Scotland and Britain from Spain. And so when she first came to the States, my dad brought home a bag of grapefruit, and she was a newlywed. And she was so thrilled, she got up the next morning, and she cut one open, and it was bad. And she cut the next one open, and it was bad, too. And she went through the whole bag of grapefruit. And when my dad got up, he said, well, what happened to the grapefruit? And she said, oh, Jack, I'm so sorry. It was all bad. And he goes, why were they bad? She goes, it was all red inside. He goes, those were ruby red grapefruits. She had never seen them before. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? Easy Knock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. Easy Knock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give Easy Knock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's
800-382-7624. Artie, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And we have a wonderful show this morning. We're going to be answering your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967. If you'd like to text us, you can text at 23680. And we can get your gardening questions. Let's go to Anne in Melbourne. Good morning, Anne.
Yes, hi. I had a large oak tree cut down because it was diseased, I guess. But what's left is a lot of sawdust. There was a truck that picked up most of the sawdust, which I had to pay $200 for him to take off. But anyway, the sawdust is still laying there, but it is mixed in with a little dirt. But I just wondered about whether I could plant grass there or whether I have to remove every bit of the sawdust that's still laying on the ground.
Well, the problem with, you know, taking the tree out and grinding it and leaving the sawdust is eventually going to turn into dirt because that's it decomposing. So it's the tree and it will eventually go, you know, decompose into dirt. The problem with laying sod over on top of it is that that dirt is going to get smaller and smaller, and it's going to flatten and even create a hole. And so if you put sod on it, it's going to sink. So,
well, I wasn't putting sod on. I was planning to plant grass that I've actually cut off of the lawn that I have now because it grows over the sidewalks all the time. So I've got a bucket full of water that I put the cuttings in, and I thought I would just use the cuttings.
Yeah, but it's still going to do the same thing. That area is going to sink, and it's going to, as the sawdust decomposes, it's going to sink. So you should, you know, to do it properly and so that you don't worry about it sinking and creating a hole and somebody tripping and falling, you need to, you know, you can remove the sawdust and sprinkle it around your yard or use it underneath your shrubs as a mulch and then just put more soil that's not going to decompose and then lay your plugs on it or plant your plugs in it or lay sod on it.
Okay.
The sawdust is going to decompose, and if you put any of your plugs in it, it's still going to sink. In 6 months, you're going to have a hole there, and the grass will be perfect. It will you know, grow in it, but it's going to be a little swale.
All right, I was thinking of putting having some black dirt delivered and spreading that around, but that's a lot of work too.
It is a lot of work. You know, you could just put any kind of sand and soil on it. It doesn't necessarily need to be topsoil or mm-hmm. really black dirt. But I would just just get some regular fill and put it in there, and it will be fine.
Okay, and then I can plant the plugs in.
Yes, and then you can plant the plugs in.
The plugs are actually doing pretty good in just water in the bucket.
You can grow, people all over the state of Florida, millions of people grow their sod and their grass with hydroponically by overwatering it. So yeah, it will grow in the water for a little while.
Uh-huh. All righty. Well, thank you so much. Oh, I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Call anytime. Thank you so much. All right, so let's go to... we're going to go to Sebastian in Florida. Can you start figs from cuttings? And it's Jill from Sebastian. She says, I really appreciate all the great info. Thank you so much. And she's asking, how can we do a fig from cuttings? So it's very easy. You need to take a tree or shrub, and you want to use to get a branch that's 2 to 3 years old. It's going to be about the size of your pinky, about a half an inch to an inch round. And then you're going to cut it on one end very straight, and 8 to 12 inches long, and cut the other end diagonally, okay, so that you have a little diagonal. And that's going to be planted, the straight edge is going to be planted in the ground about 4 to 5 inches, and or into a potting mix. I would do it in a pot, and it'll take about 6 to 8 weeks, but it'll start to root, and it'll, you'll be able to plant it next season in the ground. So it'll take about a year for it to grow enough roots that you can plant it in the ground. But you want to put rooting hormone on the end of that straight edge, and then I would probably do 6 to 8 different branches, so that you have success. So if you want one, I have about a 30% success rate with propagating from the with branches and green stems. And so if you want one, then I would do 3 to 5. If you want 2 to 3, then I would do 6 to 8. And if you're successful and everything goes well, then you'll have 6 to 8 fig shrubs.
I would say get a hold of Cindy from Tally, but I think she keeps chopping hers back too far, so there's nothing to save there.
And so I hope that helps you. So thank you so much, Jill. And Carol in Tallahassee, another perfect text message. I planted 6 little broccoli seedlings last week, and the squirrels chewed them all off.
Oh.
Is there any saving them? I would just keep, they should recover if they're transplants. They should recover. I'd put a little cage over them, a little wire basket or something to keep the squirrels away from them. Sorry to hear that. They're nuts out there. I'm just telling you, Lizzie, they're nuts.
It was crazy because I have a swing set looking bird feeder. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a swing set. Well, that didn't work out very well. So I set it on a little deck area that we have set up outside. And I came home the other day, and I swear this squirrel weighed probably about 4 pounds. And
wow.
He was laying on his belly. He was laying next to it. And he was right at the edge where his little paw was stretched out and just hanging off. And he just looked at me like, when are you going to refill this? These squirrels have lost their minds.
So yeah, they have. They're really they take us for granted. I'm just telling you, they just wait to show up, and then they want to eat. So Myra Evans in Plant City, she sent a wonderful picture of this very sick crown of thorns, and I just love it. So when we were at the conference this week, I just have to interrupt real quick. When we were at the conference this week, we were talking about going and looking at sick plants and mm-hmm. diagnosing plants and going out and looking in yards and looking at really bad situations. And the professor said he had to tell his students, okay, don't get excited about this. It's not a good thing. The client is unhappy. don't be so pleased to see all these diseases and insects in their yards.
You're like, yes, I got it.
So anyway, Myra has a crown of thorns that has scale, caution or T-scale on it. And so she said, I prayed seven without a result. What can I do? I don't want to lose the plant. Seven is not going to get rid of it because scale has a little coating on it, a little shell on it, and it needs to be smothered. So you need to use horticultural oil on the top of the leaves, the bottom of the leaves, the stem, and even around the soil. Follow the instructions on the label, but horticultural oil will be just fine, and it'll do the trick. Now, that scale may not come off, so just wash it off after the oil's been on for about 3 to 4 days, and wash it off carefully with a, you know, a spray hose and spray it down, and the scale will come off after it dies. Okay, Myra, that's a great picture. Thank you so much. I'm sorry you have it, but I was excited to see it.
And you cannot text us pictures, but where can they send pictures to?
They can send pictures to betterlawns.com. They can add pictures to the betterlawns.com site if you ask a question, or they can email me at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, .Watkins@live.com. Teresa.Watkins@live.com. All right? And so if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. We're getting ready to go in the second hour. If you love to grow herbs, and Lizzie is still musing over how many mints there are in the world.
I can't wait to talk about
and,
this.
Yes. And so if you'd like to grow herbs, get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give you some great ideas and how to do it properly. And if you'd like to give us a text message, 23680 is our text message. And if you missed any of today's shows or any of the shows, then you can go to audioboom.com, iHeartRadio. You can go to iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens and podcast, and you can hear all of the 242 shows
there
that we
go.
Have on, you know, up on Audio Boom and BetterLawns.com.
That's right. And it's really easy if you search your app store, whichever type of phone you have, and you search the iHeartRadio app, download it. Once it's downloaded, you need to search WFLA Orlando. Okay, there's another WFLA in Tampa.
Yes.
But if you say Orlando, then you'll be able to find us and then just save us as one of your favorites.
Exactly. So that's great. And so, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We got another whole hour coming up, and your gardening questions, you can answer. You can text us and tell us what you're drinking. If you're having a cup of tea in the
morning. I am.
Having a cup of tea, hot cocoa. I know a lot of you out there having hot cocoa. Or you could be having a mimosa. Tell us that.
Oh, yes.
Really jealous. In Miami, it's going to be warm enough to have mimosas for breakfast. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, maker of mosquito bits and dunks and year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.